From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, November 13th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org.
In November alone, 15 people in Maine with COVID-19 have died. That's more than one person a day. The state has also recorded 1,924 cases in the month of November. The positivity rate and number of hospitalizations have also surged this month. State CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah says Maine can turn the trend around, but it's up to the choices that people make when they leave their homes or invite others inside.
Keep in mind now the 160-plus families that have had to arrange for funerals for their loved ones. Keep in mind the hundreds of people who have been hospitalized with COVID-19.
Shah says it's imperative that people wear face coverings. Ahead of an anticipated travel surge over the Thanksgiving holiday, visitors from Massachusetts will no longer be exempt from testing and quarantine requirements. Starting Monday, visitors arriving from the Bay State will need to quarantine for 14 days or test negative for COVID-19 within 72 hours of arriving in Maine. And Roscommon County has been designated yellow under the state's traffic style alert system to guide schools during the pandemic. And Roscommon joins Knox, Franklin, Washington, and Somerset counties, which means no extracurricular activities or sports and a recommended move to hybrid learning. All other counties remain green for the moment, but Kennebec, York, Cumberland, and Hancock are under close watch. Advocates for asylum seekers have filed a Freedom of Information lawsuit against U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, seeking information about why the Boston U.S. Asylum Office is approving fewer applications from Maine, 8% compared to the 30% national average. And Portland businesses say it is not clear whether a voter-approved minimum wage ordinance will require them to offer minimum hazard pay of $18 an hour for in-person workers starting next month. The City Council says that provision, which was included in a package of progressive measures city voters approved last week, should not become effective until 2022. But the Greater Portland Chamber of Commerce says workers may have cause for legal action if employers do not offer that pay minimum during a declared public emergency, such as the pandemic.
This is the perfect example of why you do not pass massive policy initiatives by a referendum.
Chamber President Quincy Hensel says many businesses already hurt by the pandemic could face the prospect of reducing services, raising prices, or laying off workers. But Leo Hilton, a volunteer with People First Portland, which pushed the wage hike, says city government should be able to help solve such problems.
I think that it's well within the effective power of businesses here and the city council working together to find the resources to make sure those people aren't laid off.
Monday, the city council will consider several other parts of the new voter-mandated ordinances. In weather tonight, rain and snow ending with skies clearing, lows in the high 20s to mid-30s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Have a good weekend. I'm Nora Flaherty.